we've watched him as a governor, and you know, diplomacy was never his strength. You know, he's famous for wanting to steamroll people, and that's just not going to work. It's not going to work in New York City, where we have a lot of smart, experienced, and forceful elected officials. And gosh, I know, just as a resident, I just don't want to be exposed to any of that anymore.
Sonia Osorio, president of Now NYC, at City Hall today, where New York City women's groups were speaking out about the announcement by former Governor Eliot Spitzer that he'll run for the controller seat, one of the three most powerful positions in city politics. The announcement took everyone by surprise, but particularly some women's groups who worked with him as Attorney General when he prosecuted prostitution rings, while also frequenting prostitutes, as it turns out. Osorio said they're concerned about the tenor of conversation taking place,
which really talks about him entering politics again, wanting to be an elected official representing the people of New York, as his transgressions, that they were just personal mistakes, misconduct. And I, you know, we need to be very, very clear that this prostitution scandal is not a victimless crime. This prostitution scandal is a crime. A crime for which he has yet to answer for, a crime that he has not been held accountable for, and Eliot Spitzer is not above the law.
Osorio said when Spitzer paid for the service of a prostitute, he violated not only state patronizing laws, but federal laws, the Mann Act, by taking a prostitute over state lines, and he was never prosecuted. Women's groups today said Spitzer's attempt to sweep his prostitution scandal under the rug in his efforts to run for a citywide office also reminds voters that he violated federal laws passed to protect women from an exploitive industry. Less powerful people, they say, are prosecuted for these crimes. Spitzer wants to be rewarded with another public office. Taina Benamy is the executive director of the Women's City Club of New York, a policy group that cannot endorse candidates, but she worked with Spitzer when he was New York's attorney general.
I think what I was really shocked about back in 2007 when we worked on the Human Trafficking Act with then Governor Spitzer, and when in a prior position I had, we worked with him as attorney general to shut down Big Apple Oriental Tours, a sex tour in operation here in New York. I think the violation of the public trust at that time was very brutal and really incomprehensible as to how someone who was seemingly a champion for women's rights, for equality, who understood sort of what the mechanisms of sex trafficking and how it was an abusive and you know, misery for profit, basically, type of industry, for him to have violated the public trust in such a way, I think is something that voters of New York should reject. I think integrity, transparency, and striving toward equality is really the minimum standard that any New York, any voter in the country should look for in their elected officials.
Osorio said they weren't concerned about the controller's seat, but now they are.
We didn't expect that there was going to be a race here. We have worked with Scott for many years. We know that he is a real feminist, comes from a long line of feminist women, in fact. And, you know, we'll certainly be looking at that race again and very quickly.
One key problem is that in turning in over 3,700 signatures won't cut it. Politica New York pointed out today campaigns typically collect many more signatures to stave off lawsuits filed by challengers who can try to invalidate many of the names they collect. The city charter mandates that signatures be from residents of the district under contention and members of the candidate's party. They may also only sign one petition for any candidate in a race, so if someone signed a petition for one of Spitzer's competitors during the weeks prior to his entry, it's the early signature that counts. The fewer signatures he turns in, the more important this phase becomes. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.